Hi there. The word for you today is time. Make the most of it. In Psalm 90 and verse 12, David writes, "Teach us to number our days." You know, our days are like identical suitcases, but some people pack more into them than others, and that's because they know what to pack. Everybody gets 24 hours, but not everybody gets the same return on their 24 hours. The truth is, you don't manage your time, you manage your life. Time can't be managed. It marches on no matter what you do. Nobody, no matter how shrewd, can save minutes from one day to spend in another. No scientist is capable of producing new minutes. With all his wealth, Warren Buffett can't buy additional hours for his day. You listen to them. People talk about trying to, quote, find time or make time. But they need to quit looking because there isn't any extra time lying around. 24 hours is the best any of us is going to get. Now, wise people understand that. And they make time their most precious commodity. As a result, they know where it goes. They continually analyze how they're using their time, and they keep asking themselves, am I getting the best use out of my time? In his book, which is called What to Do Between Birth and Death, The Art of Growing Up, Charles Pizzano writes, and I quote, "You don't really pay for things with money, you pay for them with time. We say, in 5 years I'll have enough money put away for that vacation house we want. Then I'll slow down. Now think about that. That means the house will cost you 5 years. That's 1/12 of your adult life. Go ahead, translate the dollar value of that house, car, or anything else into time, and then see, is it still worth it?"